Now will you notice, verse 24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster. Now what does he mean by that? He goes on to say, verse 25, but after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Now the word is pedagogus, and it doesn't mean school teacher. It's schoolmaster here, and that's a good word. But it meant something quite different back in the days of Paul. In the Roman household, there were certain servants that had charge of the children. For instance, there was a servant that had charge of the man's chattels, such as his plows, his chariots, and his livestock. Then there was a servant that had charge of the man's bookkeeping, his personal affairs, his bank deposit, his bonds, and that sort of thing. Then there was the servant that had charge of his children. Now, that servant in the Roman home, he took the little one born in the home. He raised him. He's the one who changed his dieties. He's the one who blew his nose. He's the one that changed his clothes. He's the one that fed him. He's the one that spanked him, and he's the one that fed him. And then there came a day when the little fella was ready to go to school. And this pedagogus took him by the hand and led him to school and turned him over to the school teacher. Now that's where the word pedagogus gets its name. Now that word ped there at the beginning, we get our word pedal from it. It has to do with the feet down here. And ago means to lead. That means simply this, that this servant took that little child by the hand and led him to school and turned him over to the school teacher. You see, that's a pedagogus. Now, the law was a pedagogus. The law took you and me by the hand, brought us to the cross of Christ and said, little fella, there's your Savior. You're to trust Him. You see, the law was to lead us to Christ.